happy to be coming to you in the happy hour, or the happy half hour, as it were. Final 30 minutes or so of Gwen and Chris for the week. A Friar Friday. We will wrap things up here shortly by playing for you Tony and I's visit with Jerks and Profar, the Padres. That comes up in just a little bit as we get into the final half hour of things today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, stay tuned. The EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sam Levitt. It's coming up on 97.3 The Fan at the bottom of the hour. Sammy Levitt and I believe Jackson Merrill were both in Lake Elsinore.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
ball game last
good
night.
Call. Good call. I did listen too. I listened on the
you
way
listened
home.
To little Sammy Levitt.
I did.
He filled in doing a couple of innings of play by play. I heard.
Yes, top of the it was the fourth through the seventh. So okay. As soon as I saw the post, I clicked on it and I was listening. And Sam was doing the play by play, which was great. But yeah, Jackson Merrill
also attended.
Yeah, on his day off, goes
went
all the way up to Lake Elsinore.
Some of his old friends up there. Very nice
of
him.
Tells me a lot about him.
Yeah, it does. And. Yeah, this whole thing is not too big for Jackson Merrill, who's celebrating his 21st birthday today. Stick around here in a couple minutes. We'll let you know what Fernando Tatis Jr. got him as a present for birthday number 21. You can guess all day. You will not come up with the answer.
It's true.
And, you know, speaking of their days off, Jerks and Profar told us in his interview that he went down to Tijuana to watch some baseball and see some of his old friends. On the day off yesterday.
Lots of goodwill going
on. Goodwill being spread around by the Padres. One more thing on Sammy Levitt, because if you are a baseball fan, you should have this as a regular part of your repertoire.
I like that word.
That is the Sammy Levitt podcast called Inside San Diego Baseball. And Sammy covers everything going on with the Padres. Find it at 97.3thefansd.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. By the way, they call him Sam Levitt. I have never once called him Sam Levitt. And for all I know, it really upsets him and bothers him. I don't know. I always call him Sammy.
No, I asked him way back when because his Twitter handle is Sammy, not right. Sammy Lev.
Yeah.
But I called him Sam because he was introduced to me as Sam. So I finally, once I got to know him a little bit, said, hey, is there anything you really want me to call you? And he said, it's all good. Just call me whatever.
There was an assistant basketball coach for the Aztec women a few years ago. His name was Nick something or other.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter what his last name was. I just thought being friendly... I always said, hey, what's up, Nikki?
No.
How you doing?
No.
He not only hated that, but he didn't tell me that he hated it. He just told everyone else that he hated
okay,
it.
Okay, well, that's different. You should tell you.
So I went on calling him that for like half a season, and I finally got wind of the fact that he really despised that and thought I was being...
You know, you're being mean?
Not mean, but just not respectful.
And, okay, well,
it was a problem.
This guy needs to get over it
a little
bit. It
was a bit of a problem.
It's not that big of a deal.
You need to tell people if they're, you know, I was trying to be, you know.
Anyway. You mean like where the show is called The Scraby Show, but there's someone who always calls it The Scraby Chronicles
right,
instead?
But that person's trying to do you a favor. That person's trying to do you a favor. All right, Mike Schilt, meeting with the media this afternoon. Let's get you up to date. On what's up with the Padres before tonight's ball game. We do know that Jake Cronenworth is in the lineup today, so that is certainly good news. And Mike Schilt provided a health update on Jake and also the latest on Yu Darvish.
So we'll start off with Cronenworth. Obviously, we see him back in the lineup today. So can you just speak to us to how he's feeling?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 3 full days, including, you know, a big portion of today. And thankfully, feels good, you know, felt good. The following day after it happened, felt even better in day 2 in Milwaukee. And then yesterday, the off day, came in and got his treatment, continued to feel good, and then came out a little bit early today and tested it out. Said he had more volume today than he's had in any game all season, with the exception of the second game maybe against the Dodgers. So medical staff's confident. He's confident. Clearly, we want to be smart about it, but he's saying he can play, so he's in there.
All right, then in terms of Yu Darvish, I know that his neck tightness happened during his last start, but is there any more information that you can provide us as to how that happened and maybe a timeline for his return?
Yeah, I don't know about the how. I think it's one of those things that crept up. He could probably give you a better clarity on that. You know, timeline-wise, we're pretty optimistic this isn't going to be any, you know, long-term. Hopefully not anything really past the 15 days, but we're pretty into it. And so we'll see how he feels today, what he's able to do, and kind of progress today. But clearly he's taking it easy with the 15 days and early into it. So we'll take his temperature as we go.
In terms of starting pitching for tomorrow, are we just going to see how today goes, or what's the plan for that?
Look, Vasquez will be the move. No state secret, you're going to see him around here. I'm not a big, you know, keep things on the proverbial down low kind of guy. But we'll announce the starter after the game.
I think he just did.
Well, it seems like he did. But yes, it's not official that Vasquez will start tomorrow. But he is here in town. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make a move involving Vasquez. So it seemed like he would certainly be the guy that starts tomorrow night. You know, I don't know that that's the world's greatest. It's great to have Jake back. But, you know, Darvish concerns a little bit. You know, when you get older, those neck tightnesses stay tight a little longer than they used to.
Watching
so
the
I'm hoping
video?
It's only a couple of starts. I do. I'm concerned it might be, you know, a little lengthier for you, Darvish. Don't know for sure, but I just hope that's not the case.
Watching the video, and this is just me speculating, and this is no fact behind it, but there was a little bit of a more of a how do I talk about this look on Mike Schilt's face with Yu Darvish than there was for
which leads me
Jake
to Kurth. You know, incorrectly surmise that it might be a little longer than we want it to be.
Yeah, that's not
so.
I mean, if we're going to talk contracts, that's one that we should talk about.
Let's not.
Okay.
Let's move on to the catching situation.
Let's wait and see what happens the rest of the season.
Yeah, let's move on to the catching situation, all right? Luis Camposano not in the lineup, second consecutive game. Also, there was an off day in there. My big concern with, you know, is that maybe there's something up with Camposano. Maybe he's dinged up a little bit. But Scraby, Sherlock Holmes, and came through with the notion that maybe Kyle Higashioka is just the catcher now for Matt Waldron, who's pitching tonight. Knuckleballer on the bump. It has been Higashioka each of the last three starts. So that makes sense. Here's what Mike Schilt said about it.
Handle his knuckleball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some familiarity starting to take place now. Campy's called him going back into last year. Higgy's called him this year as well and done a nice job. So Higgy's in there tonight, and he's getting a better job of understanding how it moves and getting more comfortable with it.
There you go.
There you have it. So Higashioka, Higgy.
Higgy.
Yeah. Easier to say Higgy.
It is.
Than it is Higashioka. He'll make the start tonight. Camposano sits for a second consecutive game, but I don't believe there's any injury concern, which was my first thought on Camposano. All right. Now to the news that we all must know. 21st birthday for Jackson Merrill is today. Fernando Tatis Jr. was asked what he got Jackson Merrill for his 21st birthday. Before we play it, take a guess.
I saw car on the chat.
Car? Yeah.
I mean, Fernando can probably afford a car.
You're not going to be right. Here's the answer.
I haven't gotten nothing yet. I'm going to start moving. I'm gonna take care of him later.
He said he's gonna take care of him.
He's gonna take care of him. So maybe whoever gets the car might be right. He might get a car.
I like that. He's like, I didn't get him anything yet.
I haven't got him anything. Here's the thing, though. If you end up getting a big present for every player on the team,
you're gonna be broke,
right? Not broke. Nothing's gonna break these guys.
True.
But you know, that's 26-7 guys, and they all have birthdays, and you can't buy them all a car.
I always think about quarterbacks at the end of the season and running backs. They buy their offensive linemen expensive stuff.
They want to live.
Okay, good point.
That's smart. That's not buying a present. That's making an investment in your health
that
and in your
true.
Future. But yeah, look, athletes do things that us mere mortals, although maybe we would think about it and would love to do, you know, like honestly, Scrabe, I would love to get you a car, but it's probably not going to happen. No matter how much I want to.
But yeah. What about Francisco Lindor? I will never forget that he won't. I think maybe he finally got Jeff McNeil's car. Oh, he's had to have gotten
that car to Jeff McNeil by now.
It's like 2 years now at this
point. If he hasn't, that's why he's hitting 151.
Karma.
Because the karma's getting him.
Good point.
All right, Jerks and Profar. Karma never gets this guy. He is the most fun Padre probably out there to be around. Fan favorite. You can almost hear the smile on his face when Tony and I visit with him after this short timeout. All right, we're easing our way through the final half hour of our Friday get-together, wrapping another week of Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. Jerks and Profar, our Friar Friday guest. You'll get a chance to hear that interview here in just a moment. Want to remind everybody, live coverage of every Padres game on 97.3 The Fan is now available. It's through the Odyssey app, wherever you are in San Diego. You can listen to every pitch of every Padres game on Odyssey. Search 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. Guess that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
To have the smart speaker. Does your smart speaker work like every time? Do you use it?
Yeah.
Or your phone? What do you use it on, your phone, or do you have another device at home?
I usually listen to the games on my phone as I'm walking about the house and stuff.
So do you say play 97.3 The Fan, and does it always play it?
I think for the most part, you know what, who uses it a lot is my nieces.
Okay.
Because they want to listen. So they say it to their little speaker and it works.
I am, my experience with asking, what is it, Alexa or whoever it
is.
Yeah,
Alexa, yeah.
Is that Alexa never does what I ask. So I'm tired of asking.
You're tired of it.
I am. It's, you know, like I'd rather just go do what it was I was going to ask Alexa to do for me rather than trying to convince Alexa to do it for me.
Like, what? Give me an example.
I don't have one.
Like, Alexa, order me waffles.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Give me the, dial up, you know, the nearest Roberto's or whatever.
Why are you asking Alexa that?
So that I wouldn't have to go look in the phone and find the number and dial it myself.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
You know, but if Alexa dials the local car garage instead, then that doesn't do me any good.
That's true.
I do have a daily gripe to slip in here before we hear from the happiest guy on the planet, Jerks and Profar. You got to have the same gripe.
Okay, let's hear it.
Everybody's got to have it. There can't be anybody who doesn't have this gripe.
Actually, Chris, you know what I'm going to do real quick? I don't think you've ever heard this before, but since you have a daily gripe, we need to do this.
What's annoying Scrappy today? Let's find out. It's time for the Daily Gripe.
Ah. All right, this will annoy you too. It's got to, like I want to say, if you don't get annoyed by this, like, let us know that that doesn't annoy you. When you call somebody and get the automated person and you just want an agent and you can't get there because they keep asking you questions with this automated person.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And then my wife will call the same phone number.
And she gets right through.
And somebody will just answer, hello, may I help you? You know, and she's like, I don't know what your problem was. I got right through.
That probably infuriates you a little bit.
It's unbelievable.
I have the same gripe with you. I called someone the other day and for the life of me could not find where I needed to go.
I'd almost rather just not get the chore done. Whatever the chore I'm trying to accomplish, I'd almost just rather let it take care of itself.
I'm
not calling. I can't deal with that.
There's too many options these days, too, because I don't want to sit there and listen to the menu five times and then I forget that number three is the one I need.
Yeah, by the time they get to press 15.
You're like, I don't know what it is now.
Don't know what I need.
That's
and
a good
and
one.
Then I just start, and I think that if I scream the word agent, that will help get me there faster.
I don't know.
Agent!
I don't know if this still works. It probably doesn't, but I used to hit zero a bunch.
Zero.
And it would usually take me.
Sometimes
that'll
help you.
Like, I'm going to say I don't know this for sure, but there has to be an option for people, like a human to talk to. You can't just have a computer set up for customer service.
Don't know it. And they have it for everything now. I mean, you can't even call McDonald's and order a, or, you know, you can't call the simplest place and order a, you know, pick a pizza.
Hello, Hamburglar?
McDonald's is a bad example. But you can't call, like, the pizza place anymore and go, yes, I'd like to get a pepperoni. No, you have to, you know, if you want to, if you check on your order, please leave this, hit that number if you want. Anyway, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Katrina says phone trees are the worst. I end up yelling, agent or operator.
Wow. Yelling. You never just, you can't just say it because they won't give it to you.
No, that's true.
All right. Let's finish up the week on a really happy note with one of the happiest people in baseball. Our Friar Friday guest today, Tony and I visited with Jerickson Profar.
Jerickson Profar on the program here today. Jerickson, what's going on, man? How are you? How'd you enjoy your off day?
Very good, very good. Thank you.
I saw you picked up some baseball out in Tijuana a little bit. Well, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes, it was good. A couple of my friends from Curacao, we're playing against Tijuana, so I went and see him, Scope and Didi. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a great way to spend the off day. Get down there and check out some of your good buddies. You're off to a terrific start this season. Obviously, you are well liked here in the city. And you said something last homestand that I think kind of caught everybody, kind of put everybody's antennas up. You said that you just feel comfortable here. It reminds you a lot of being, you know, home in Curacao. Tell us a little bit about that. How does San Diego kind of compare to being at home, and why does that make you feel so comfortable?
I don't know, just the weather, you know, the weather, the beach, the water, you know, it's kind of Curacao, you know, the people, you know.
Jerickson, Tony brought you on and said you're one of the fan favorites here, and I agree with that 100%. What does that mean to you when you hear that you're well-liked by the fan base? I mean, I don't know that that's anything you go out of your way to try to do, but I just think that's you as a person, and it's a very likable character that you bring.
Yes, you know, just I don't know, man. Just being me. Just, you know, play the game that I love, you know, and the same thing that I've been doing since I stepped on the field at 6 years old. You know, just enjoying the game and just be me. You know.
Yeah. Jerickson Profar joins us here on Friar Friday. Jerickson, I have to commend you for how you handled the whole Will Smith situation last week. You handled it with a bunch of class. I mean, but I know how it is when you have somebody kind of in your ear like that. When that ball left your bat and you knew that it had a chance to perhaps go over the fence, what was going through your mind as you stood on second base? Was there any part of you that wanted to kind of, you know, give it back a little bit?
Just a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, we have a bigger goal than just, you know, that three-run double, you know?
Right.
So you need to keep your cool. You know, it's a long season, and we have bigger goals. It's not done yet.
No, it's a good start, though, Jerickson. I'm curious how you and the kind of things you're talking to yourself about and trying to do on a daily basis to make sure that your hot start, you know, keeps on rolling here throughout this season. You know, how is the world of Jerickson Profar when things are going well like this right now? Do you not want to tinker, or do you work a little harder? What are you doing to try to make sure that you keep it rolling?
No, just, you know, try to keep everything consistent, you know, working in the cages and make sure I'm doing the same things over and over again. You know, this season I just talk to myself, and, you know, I'm a very competitive guy, you know, so sometimes in the years past, you know, I would go good. As soon as I you know, cool off a little bit, I will try a different thing. you know, and really good players, you know, they stay consistent with their things. Even though things are not going well, they just stay with the things that, you know, work for them. And I wasn't doing that, you know. I will hit a line drive, and then if it's out, I will try a different thing because I want to get a hit, you know. And things like that doesn't work in this game. So
yeah,
I came in with a different mindset this year.
Certainly chasing results has gotten the best of all of us at some point.
But yes, Jackson,
you know,
yes.
Watching you this year and the little bit we got to see you last year, at least from the swing stamp, it just seems like you're a little shorter, more compact. Was that something you set off in the out season to try to trim it up a little bit, or is that just a result of staying consistent, like you said?
No, just the result of staying consistent, you know. And I work a lot with Tatis' dad and Tatis himself, you know. We talk hitting all the time, you know, and we help each other every day.
Jerkson Profar, nice enough to join us here on our Friar Friday interview. Jerkson, I know you came to the team late last year. What are some of your thoughts on this year's team? Just the vibe. We're on the outside looking in, but we all kind of like the vibe of this year's team. Maybe just a little bit more than what we had last year. What differences are you seeing?
You know, just everybody together, you know, and not trying to do too much, you know, and we have a lot of confidence in each other, you know. Just, you know, if someone doesn't do the job, you know the guy behind you is going to cover you. He's going to help you. So you don't try to do too much yourself. You know, we have a very good lineup, a very good pitching staff. You can see, you know, a lot of games we were behind, we kept fighting, you know, and I think that's who we are. That's what we have in here. You know, we're never going to give up. We know we can do it.
Jerkson Profar joins us here on Friar Friday. Jerkson, last one from me. One of the new things that we've heard, at least on the outside looking in, that you guys have is this ball talk day. How helpful is it for you guys to have a segment of time where it's just ball talk?
It's great, man. It's great, man. We just talk about how we're gonna win each and every day, you know, and you know, as a group, you know, we went out there and execute, you know. Everything we talked about, you know, we just go there and have fun, you know. We already talked about it, so it's easy to just go there out there and play, you know, and not worrying about other things because we already prepared.
Jerkson, thanks so much for the time. Real quick, why do you think you smile as much as you smile? What is it that gives
know.
You that
My
smile?
Mom always asked me that.
Oh, yeah?
Since I was a little kid. One time, I woke up and my mom asked me, why do you smile a lot? You know? She can't understand that.
it's certainly a quality I think all of us had, that we could just wake up
I wish
with
we
a
all
smile
could,
on our
right,
face.
Yeah.
Jerkson, continued success, man. It's been a lot of fun watching you do your thing this year. Well, a lot of fun watching this team do its thing this year. Good luck tonight. Rest of the way. We'll catch up later.
Thank you.
And we thank Jerkson Profar.
Terrific. I love when he says that at the end.
Thank you. He's terrific. We didn't get into the fact that, what did he speak? You said four languages?
I believe it's four languages.
Man. Yeah. Next time we'll do the interview in French.
Yeah, you better start practicing.
I've no shot. No shot. You know, Jerkson Profar is basically replacing in the Padres outfield this year, don't you? Yeah.
You said it already.
Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juan Soto tonight in New York.
Oh,
first inning, long bomb over his head in right field. He reaches up and brings it back, saves a home run.
I mean, we watched this
Did
guy.
Did he do that last
no,
year once?
No. We watched this guy for a year and a half, Chris, And his defense, his offense, everything just got immaculately better.
Well, I mean, his offense
was great.
He was always great.
But his defense has gotten a lot better so far this year.
Oh, he's playing defensively like he's Roberto Clemente out there. it seems like everything I say about Juan Soto is getting back directly to him. And he's like out there trying to prove me wrong.
One day he just comes out and his shirt says, "Take that, Chris Ello."
He might have it. You know what? I wouldn't put it past the morning show to send him a shirt like that.
Please do that, morning show. Please do that.
Speaking of the morning show, they had some of the best promo of all time when Yu Darvish wore the Ben and Woods t-shirt during the press conference earlier this year. Wasn't that in Korea? I think it was in Korea.
I'm not
sure
where
it was. He had the Ben and Woods t-shirt on during his press conference in Korea.
Do you know
Yu Darvish?
Skip Schumacher's done a couple press conferences with the Ben and Woods t-shirt on.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
Those guys are they're the bomb.
The bee's knees.
We just aspire to be like them.
I do, actually.
And we haven't got there yet. All right. Juan Soto with the remarkable catch tonight, kind of one of the night's highlights that you'll see later on, and you'll probably say what Scraby said, which was, where was that defense when you were here?
Yeah, right.
All right. Juan Soto on his way to the Hall of Fame, whether I want him there or not. All right, for Tony, for Scraby, we got to make way for Sammy. Eco Water, SoCal, Padres, pregame show. Have a great weekend. Let's win 3 games, and we'll talk all about it Monday. See you then on 97.3 The Fan.
Bye.